Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number 2, if you missed any parts of hour number 1, T-Rose was with me from Free Speech America, mrcnewsbusters.org. And we were talking about a number of issues, including one we're going to bring up here in just a moment again. Reverend Clenard Childress was with us as well. blackgenocide.org. We talk, of course, about the abortion issue and the impact of abortion and the eugenics policies, in particular on the black population, but just as an overall issue. It's very, very disconcerting. And are we living in an authoritarian Marxist dystopia? Well, you'd have to ask, possibly. I want to welcome my next guest. He is our constitutional originalist. I got it right, David.
Absolutely, Greg.
David Shostokas is with me. David, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Great to be with you, Greg. You know, it's very, very nice. We've got a lot of things going on here. We're in the 1 week, 1 week now, 1 week from yesterday is election day and election primary day here in Illinois.
Wow.
And we're going to be on, you know, the ballot is coming up. President's coming Saturday.
Okay.
To Illinois. He's going to be down in the Quincy area. I'm going to be down there with probably 20,000-30,000 of my closest personal friends, you know, to see the president. I was on just the news yesterday with John Solomon and Amanda Head. I've been talking to them.
Oh my gosh, they're great! They're great people. I know both John and Amanda.
Yeah, and we just had a whole. You know, we did a great interview, and
awesome.
And just the new Real America's Voice will be covering the president's rally, and I've been advised that I'm going to have an opportunity to be with the Real America's Voice crew there and be able to offer some of my commentary on the president's rally. So if people are watching Real America's Voice and watching the president on Saturday, maybe I'll get my 15 minutes of fame.
Maybe you'll pop in there and say hello. Dave4AG.com. All right. So I was teasing about this from the last hour, but I want to bring it up for our audience. And so this is on the Homeland Security Digital Library, HSDL.org. And the title is The Toxic 10, How 10 Fringe Publishers Fuel 69% of Digital Climate Change Denial. And it's dated from the 8th of November, 2021, but it's being pushed right now via DOJ and Merrick Garland that they need to be monitoring and looking at these guys. So here's the list. Breitbart, Western Journal, Newsmax, Town Hall Media, Media Research Center, The Washington Times, The Federalist Papers, Daily Wire. Now here is how you know that this is all Marxist dystopian nonsense, David. Russian state media. So,
oh my goodness.
Breitbart, Western Journal, Newsmax, Town Hall Media, Media Research Center, Washington Times, Federalist Papers, Daily Wire, and Patriot Post are being lumped in and associated with Russian state media, which is disinformation, which tells me that this is all Russian disinformation and an attempt to try to take over fully, completely, and shut down all media that will not toe the line. David, this is an absolute 1,000% assault on the First Amendment.
You're absolutely correct, Greg. It is an assault on the First Amendment. And it's their failed disinformation advisory board or whatever that thing was. In another name, they made the mistake of calling it the disinformation board to begin with, but now they're finding other ways to do what they intended to do with that in the first place, and it's truly horrifying that they would do that. And in fact, yeah, they want to paint all these conservative media sites with the brush of Russian disinformation.
Crazy
state. And it's crazy. It's dangerous.
Yes.
It's frightening.
Yes.
There's so much going on. And when people ignore
things. And when regular news or what they call the mainstream media, was, I think maybe legacy media might be better, decides to either toe the line or ignore actual stories. They let them go. And when people are telling real news, real stories that they don't like, that are inconsistent with their goal of domination of the American mind, if you will, then they're going to utilize the power of the government to, in fact, either suppress or discredit the other things that they don't like. This is stuff that you find in the Declaration of Independence and the grievances against the king. You know, this is among the reasons why the government schools will not teach the Declaration, because the Declaration gives you an outline of a list, and that when after the long train of abuses, there comes a point when there's the time to, in fact, change or literally overthrow the government. They never talk about the Declaration because there's something in there called the right of revolution. And when your government starts to engage in this kind of activity, they're coming close to the line of violating everything that's in the Declaration that started the country and has served us so well for the last 240 years.
I wrote something. I'm just going to read this very quickly. This had, and because it has to do with this whole Russian disinformation piece, there was a piece that was that I read about the Las Vegas shooting on this Punch News that I thought was well done, well researched, well thought out about some of the concerns and things that were raised with regards to that. He also wrote a piece having to do with an interview that he did or conducted with basically the guy that stepped in and ran things while Putin was, you know, in that medical situation, the operation that he was in and what have you. And so I wrote this. Yeah. I ended up here because I like this writer's willingness to ask questions about the Las Vegas shooting. However, as a Russian linguist, USAF Cold War veteran, I have to ask if Dmitry truly believes the KGB disinformation contained in this interview. Soviets have, since Stalin, been committing atrocities against their own and against their satellites. Ukrainians were starved and slaughtered in 32-33. Read about the Holodomor. The Russian Orthodox Church, ROC, condoned the murder of 9 million Ukrainians, women and children. This is why the Orthodox Ukrainian Church petitioned the Greek Orthodox Church for autonomy. They were granted separation from Russia. The ROC have acted just as the Protestant churches in Holland and across Germany under Hitler. I have a pastor friend who lives outside Kiev and is Russian, so he grew up there. It was not until he was old enough and saw with his own eyes the cruelty and evil of Russia that he believed it. He saw the Russians strip the people they murdered, put them in Russian soldier clothing, and take pictures, and their news outlets then claim Ukrainians did it. He ran orphanages in Russia and the Ukraine. In 2014, when Russia attacked Donbas and took control of Donetsk, my friend had pastors who were friends living in Donetsk who were forced to flee or be killed by the Russians. His information comes from his cell phone contacts. He was in Kiev in 2014, living in the tents as the Russians attacked. And also, they blocked access to the orphanages in Russia he was then overseeing, and the Russians killed the children. In this conflict, his mom still lives in Russia, and like most Russians, gets her news from idiots like the one Dmitry interviewed. The propaganda is worse than American TV, and she didn't believe that Russia had invaded until her son took pictures and sent them to her. He's been providing humanitarian aid through his church. Just 10 miles away, the priest was murdered by the Russians. Putin's former economic advisor now worked with the Center for Security Policy and Frank Gaffney in D.C. I was on a Zoom with him. He describes the Russians and Putin's desire to recreate the empire and eradicate the world of Ukrainians by using the Nazi propaganda. This article only spreads KGB lies and disinformation. And then I encourage folks to get Disinformation, the Secret Strategy to Destroy the West, the True Story of a Soviet Bloc Spy Chief Who Left. And you have to watch this, folks. My point here is that we are living in that same kind of disinformation. And they want to talk about this group and climate change, which now they blame climate change in Nigeria for Muslims slaughtering and murdering and taking captive and raping young women. But that's because of climate change. Here's my point that I want to ask you about, David. Is it not chilling that SCOTUS is having to delay the release of decisions for fear of the Supreme Court being burned to the ground and their own homes and families being attacked by radical militia?
Chilling is mild. Yes, no, this is crazy. Speaking of the Supreme Court, though, there was a wonderful decision yesterday, but that's in support of religious liberty. But so the Supreme Court is doing some magnificent things, and they are in danger for doing magnificent things because the team, the blue team, the far left, they have no desire for actual real truth. No, they actually just want raw naked power. The problem is, of course, the people that want the power don't understand that they'll be the first people to be executed and gotten rid of once the power takes place. It's some of this is just so beyond the pale and beyond belief and clearly unconstitutional or extra constitutional. Let's put it that way. It's just outside the Constitution utterly. And to have the government think that they even have a role in monitoring the activities of conservative journalists, if you will, and monitoring it. And Greg, it's just beyond.
It's stunning, isn't it? Yeah, it's stunning. It's absolutely stunning. Well, when we come back, I want to get to this too, just as a constitutional question, as a legal, as a law question. You have entities right now that are injecting Americans with poisons that they know. 1,200 deaths, 42,000 adverse reactions. In 3 months of tests, those kinds of results took place, and yet they still rolled this stuff out to the general public because they were given blanket immunity and blanket indemnity. David, this is, this is almost like a RICO between the government and these pharmaceutical companies. Talk about it after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. David Shostokas is my guest. All right, so I posed that question to you, and then... And I think that's a good bridge to build because you're involved in an attorney general's race, and one of the individuals that is involved in that is facing federal charges for having hired a court legal person and a deputy.
A deputy sheriff.
Right.
Deputy sheriff.
To go in and potentially, without a warrant, go into the dwelling of a FFL license holder, which is a firearms license holder, folks, and steal a chunk of their ammunition out of their armory, steal it, and then try to walk away with impunity.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. There's a lawsuit that just came to my attention yesterday in federal court in the Central District of Illinois, where this fellow who wants to be Attorney General of the state of Illinois is on the ballot and worked with a deputy sheriff of Montgomery County, Illinois, to ultimately break in to the facility of a federal firearms licensed dealer and clean out the armory. Guns galore, ammunition taken and whatnot. And they're the subject of a civil rights violation suit, depriving their civil rights under a color of law. It reads this complaint, this federal law complaint reads like a bad version of Smokey and the Bandit, or like if you see where people would use the local law enforcement or the sheriff in the South to enforce the actions of the Ku Klux Klan. It's just unbelievable. And yet, this lawsuit has been pending since 2019. It's scheduled to go to trial in 2023. And yet, no media here in Illinois has covered the fact that this even exists. The legacy media is part of a cover-up that nobody's even asked this question publicly. And somebody only sent me this yesterday. And yet the campaign for attorney general has been going on since February. And what kind of due diligence is the media doing in terms of investigating the worthiness of people for various offices? You know, they ask various questions, and they think it's really nice that you file another lawsuit. They show, but there's no investigation of the situation where they actually broke and entered into a place without authority and cleaned out the ammunition. And according to the lawsuit, nobody knows where all the guns and ammo is. It's insanity that this has not been news here in Illinois. And the legacy media and the other media, the things that they don't cover, this is an example of the things that they don't cover. And unfortunately, all the conservative media gets tied up with national issues. And and of course, that's why the Biden people want to shut down the national conservative media, because they tell people stuff they don't like, and the local media is lazy, and they just kind of parrot whatever everybody else is saying. We are in such a dangerous time.
It really is. And then, you know, what I was drawing that to is on a even broader scale. Naomi Wolf was on with me. They have the numbers now from the FOIA request of documents that had to be released by the FDA, by Pfizer. There's Moderna information in there as well. 1,200 deaths, David, in a 3-month trial. 42,000 adverse reactions in a 3-month trial. They determined in their trial as well regarding the Moderna that 100 micrograms was too high. There were thousands of episodes of cardio issues, strokes, hemorrhaging, and neuro problems that were going on as a result. So in the test, they reduced the amount that they were giving. But when they released it to the public, they put it back up to the 100 micrograms. And not only did they increase it and put it back up, but now they keep telling us and they keep giving boosters out when they had these kinds of numbers and these kinds of results. They already existed. They had this. They knew about this. And when you look at the numbers on open VAERS, which they keep changing, and I've got Lee Dundas' testimony before Senator Ron Johnson talking about this. David, we got about a minute left, but describe RICO for me, and then tell me how this does not appear to meet some of the criterion to at least necessitate an investigation.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's the Racketeering Influenced Corrupt Practices Act. And it got to do with the folks that get together and conspire to, in fact, commit major crimes and atrocities. And these are RICO violations. But the last thing, Tuesday.
Yes.
Dave4AG.com. That's the election day here in Illinois. If anybody here knows somebody in Illinois, please tell them to call them and vote Shostokas.
Absolutely. Dave4AG.com. Vote David Shostokas on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday in Illinois. Get out and vote. You've got to vote Dave Shostokas for AG.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome my co-host and guest for this segment. I want to welcome the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning is with me. Rick, welcome. Good to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Pastor Greg. It's a, you know, it's always fun. And, last few days have been intriguing, what's going on in this country.
No question about it. No question about it. I was just pointing out, well, two things that I pointed out with David Shostokas in the last segment. One having to do, with what has been uncovered as to what they know because of the testing that they did, 3 months of testing on the injections I'm talking about. FDA and Pfizer have now had to release these documents. They did document dumps. There are doctors and nurses and so on that are going through this information and have put out information. 1,200 people died in the first 3 months. 42,000 people were showed adverse effects. In other words, were vax injured in some shape, way, or form. Thousands of cardiac incidences. You have the testimony that went out on sworn affidavits with Tom Renz. But then you have these groups now that have been formed whose purpose is to identify any doctor that might be speaking out about this and to go after their medical license. Then and so that's the medical side. That's our healthcare system we're dealing with. Then on the free press side, you have the Department of Homeland Security on their Homeland Security Digital Library, an article. It's dated November 8th, 2021, but it's now made its way up into the Department of Justice's purview for them to go after these individuals and to put a spotlight on them. Breitbart, Western Journal, Newsmax, Town Hall Media, Media Research Center, The Washington Times, The Federalist Papers, Daily Wire, Patriot Post are lumped in, Rick, with Russian state media. And all of these are now, these are called the Toxic 10, how 10 fringe publishers fuel 69% of digital climate change denial. Of course, it's climate change that's causing the genocide in Nigeria, where Christians are being wiped out, and stories like Leah Sherabu and Deborah Emanuel that we covered yesterday are taking place. But that's all because of climate change, Rick. And these climate deniers, they're the problem, along with those doctors and scientists who have the evidence that these injections are killing and maiming people, but the companies get to put them out with absolute immunity. Rick, I suggest that we are living in a Marxist authoritarian dystopian society. Oh, and they kill babies.
Yeah,
and sodomize children.
Among other things. Barack Obama said he wanted to fundamentally change America. We are seeing that fundamental change. The fact that there isn't on the left and the right, and there's few on either side, people jumping up and down and who are elected officials screaming that this is against this, doing everything they can to fight against it, tells you just how disconnected those people are, or perhaps complicit, and probably maybe both. There's so much thrown out there. I think one of the things that, in terms of the news publications, in 2018, we talked about this a little bit when we were talking about the Disinformation Governance Board. What people don't realize is the Disinformation Governance Board was actually put into place legally by Department of Homeland Security, but it was set up to try to coordinate all the efforts that were going on government-wide in terms of censorship and the identifying of individuals who need to be censored and groups that need to be censored, and then to relay that information, be a single conduit for that information to the social media companies, because the government, the government can't censor people, but the government can tell the people who have all the power to censor people. But that was all written into a law in 2018 that passed unanimously in the Senate and signed by President Trump. And part of the law was perfectly legitimate. Okay. It was dealing with informing people on their cyber security breakdowns and the like, and trying to protect national security and nuclear power plants from being blown up, stuff like that. But part of the law put into place in DHS capacity to go and do exactly what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And it went into overdrive. It got renamed immediately under Biden, went into overdrive, and it's being used now. So when all these guys get jumped up and down and talked about the Disinformation Governance Board and how, they canceled it, and this is so good, big victory. That was a shiny object. It had absolutely zero to do with the power that the federal government was given, that the Department of Homeland Security was given, the Biden administration was given, to spy on Americans and then to cancel Americans by putting out the word to social media companies. That's what's happening. It's been happening for 3 years. And the fact that you've got the toxic 10 or whatever they're calling them, the only thing that makes me sad is that DailyTorch.com isn't one of them.
and folks, you should be following the Daily Torch. You do a great job of aggregating and also putting out original content there at the Daily Torch. Rick, I mean, this speaks directly to, you know, there's five elements that are a part of the First Amendment: freedom of religion, freedom of speech, free press, the ability to peacefully gather together to address your government, and then the actual redressing of grievances. We have seen now there was a what I term really is a minor victory yesterday. I know that everybody's going, oh, this is so exciting. We have so lost our minds when it comes to, I guess this is the problem. The problem is that we have had so many of our freedoms and our liberties taken from us. We have literally, what is that, Pavlov's dog, Rick?
Yeah, the right, dog that rings the bell, the dog comes or salivates.
Right, you know, and the idea too that, you know, if you put an electric shock collar on, and you do it for, you know, long enough, that basically that dog in its mind has imaginary boundaries that it won't pass. Okay.
Right.
Our imaginary boundaries that we won't pass are the actual constitutional Bill of Rights that we have been given. But we're told, you know, John Cornyn supports red flag laws, and the Second Amendment is now curtailed to a revolver and a musket, and if you have anything more than a revolver and a musket, then they want you to be in violation, and they'd really rather that they could take those away as well. But freedom of religion, nah, not anymore. Freedom of speech, only if you say what we want. Freedom of press, the toxic 10 tells you. Freedom of press, again, only if you say what we want. Gathering to protest, well, if you're protesting for life right now at the Supreme Court, they're going to beat you down physically, and the law enforcement's going to look the other way. That's gone. And the ability to redress. And if you redress the government, then you end up in front of something like the January 6th committee, or you end up listed as being Russian state media. This is insanity, Rick.
Yes, it is. You know, we have this thing that we always talk about, oh, this is a slippery slope. And we always talk about the slippery slope, right? And people say, oh, well, we take this. It's one step along, it's a slippery slope, and we don't want to be on a slippery slope. Well, we've been on a slippery slope for a long time. And the challenge on this slippery slope is, once you're sliding, that becomes the normal. Sliding becomes normal. You're used to the motion. And so if you stop sliding, you say, oh, what a great pen for freedom. But the problem is, The sliding down the slippery slope is taking you towards tyranny. And you have slid well beyond any place you ever thought you would go. And that's where we are now. The concept of the First Amendment has been directly attacked by the Democrats in the Senate. They voted against it in the past, and now they're destroying it administratively. And we win one battle in the Supreme Court. We get excited, but the fact is, we have many, many, many battles to win just to get back to even.
Well, and my argument with even with regards to this particular ruling is that if you really uncover the ruling and you look at it, there are those that have grave concerns even about how far it goes or how far it doesn't go. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10% to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic's off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. You know, we were talking about something there in the break that spurned something, and I don't know if you were aware of this or not. We mentioned John Cornyn again in the break, and of course, John Cornyn, I had Matt Long on yesterday. Matt was in Houston. He's a delegate, and he also sits on the Rules Committee. But what was interesting is this booing of John Cornyn that took place. John Cornyn's response to being booed by the individual, by the grassroots people that are actually the ones that represent, you know, the voters that are actually engaged and know what's going on. He called them a mob. He said, I'm not going to be intimidated by the mob, which is obvious by things that you mentioned to me. But here's something else that's not out in the news and should be a lead story. The top two elected Republican officials for the state of Texas, the top two, did not show up at the state Republican convention where 10,000 representatives from the people of Texas came together as the Republican Party to put together the platform. That shows you the intent of Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and their absolute and utter disregard for Texans, grassroots Texas, and the platform of the party that they claim that they are a part of.
Yeah, it's pretty disconcerting that that they didn't show up. I think the but I want to go. I really think it's disconcerting the choice of words that John Cornyn used. When somebody from Washington D.C., particularly a senator, uses the word mob, there's a psychological connection to January 6th.
You bet.
Because that was essentially what he was doing. He was equating the Texas State Republican Convention, those who said, we don't support your efforts to put gun control in place, federal gun red flag laws into place.
Right.
Those who booed him for that, he equated them with the mob, which now means you are an insurrectionist who deserves to be jailed. That was intentional. It's a word that has real meaning and it can't be dismissed. Because that's what they are doing, and it is. And this is not a Republican Democrat thing. This is a about the people, many of the Republicans in power, and Cornyn being one, who have decided that they are going to ignore the Republican base and attempt to drive it into oblivion. Why that, you know, that obviously matters for a lot of reasons, but we have elections going on right now. And one of the most obvious things that happened in the elections yesterday was that, in Alabama, Senator Richard Shelby's chief of staff got Katie Britt, received the Republican nomination, beat a Mo Brooks, who was
a real conservative.
And an independent conservative who calls straight shots. And Katie Britt won after President Trump initially endorsed Mo Brooks, withdrew the nomination, his endorsement, because Mo Brooks had the audacity to say, I think we really need to start focusing on 2022 and 2024, as opposed to having all of our focus on 2020. And President Trump got mad and took his endorsement back. And so what he did, so then he threw him at Katie Britt, who was McConnell's candidate. So essentially, as long as Republicans keep electing Mitch McConnell's candidates to be the nominees, why wouldn't the John Cornyns of the world call the Texas State Republican Party convention attenders the mob when they boot him? If it doesn't cause these guys to lose elections, then they can ignore conservative voices, because they know those same conservatives will end up voting for them because the alternative is so terrible. The alternative is, as opposed to going over the cliff, proceeding 40 miles an hour to going towards going over the cliff, yeah, is to go 100 miles per hour to going over the cliff. The problem is the net result is the same. We go over the cliff.
Well, absolutely. That is a, it's a ginormous issue. It's a ginormous issue. And some of these endorsement decisions, you know, I had somebody that I was talking to that said, oh, well, there's a strategy and it has to do with, you know, trying to identify, you know, to expose, you know, election fraud and this and that and the other. And I'm like, okay, but here's the problem. Okay. The problem is somebody like her is going to end up potentially being the senator. And, you know, for Trump to assume then that someone like that is under McConnell's thumb and in McConnell's camp is going to change what we talked about just, you know, on the other side of the break, defending our constitutional right to freedom of religion, freedom of speech, free press, freedom to assemble peacefully, freedom to redress our grievances, the right to keep and bear arms, the ability to have comfort in our person. And to believe that we're not going to have, you know, that's not going to be violated, the right of people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects, that we're not going to be held to answer for capital or other infamous crimes unless on a presentment of indictment of a grand jury, that criminal prosecutions, the accused will enjoy the right to a speedy and a public trial. Look at all the cases that are happening right now regarding January 6th defendants. those aren't you know, big public trials. Those are done in the dark of night. How many people know that Dr. Simone Gold, who was on her way to a stage to speak when she was diverted by DC Capitol Police into the rotunda, is now going to be spending time in prison and has to say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, so on and so on and so on. Otherwise, she loses her medical license. And even at this point, she's on that list. So they're going after all of those doctors. They're investigating frontline doctors for quote unquote disinformation. I mean, Rick, it's folks, we're in serious trouble, and Christians, we need to awaken, realize this country that God has given us, and get engaged and get involved. Righteousness begins and judgment begins in the house of God. Rick, final thoughts, 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, I think that we have to start with ourselves, and Christians have to come together and understand that, you know, to pray and to be involved and engaged and not just accept the standard kind of pablum that we're given. We have a right to expect religious freedom, and we have a right to exercise said religious freedom, and we need to exercise that freedom. And if they don't like it, well, they have to live with it. And I think that's the most important thing, is live as a Christian and let the world see what it means. And don't take any garbage and allow people to take it away from you.
Amen. We'll be back tomorrow.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.